Every stadium you go to, nobody knows where things are.
No problem, thank you. Can you talk to your mic?
Andy, you copy Dennis?
Thank you.
Test one, two, test one, two, test one, two. Andy says good?
Yep.
All right.
Tommy's coming.
Okay, coach is here.
Coach is coming in.
All right, coach, if you would start with an opening statement, and then we'll take.
Well, it was a great football game. It's like every game we've played them seems like goes down to the last possession or the last series. I have a lot of respect for their program. Certainly, they're very good defensively. They always are. Made some plays, but I was so proud of our guys because they kept fighting back. They just wouldn't quit. We had plenty of opportunities to lay down, but they kept fighting and fighting and finding a way and, you know, making the play on fourth down. We had the timeout. I told him, I said, just throw it, give him a chance to catch it. Just give him a chance because he's a really good player. And then on the touchdown, we caught him in a blitz, which is pretty much every play. If you can protect it to get it off, but they do such a good job with their pressure package that it's hard to get much time to throw the ball. So I thought the defense played really well in the second half, creating the turnovers to give us a short field. And there at the end, we took advantage. When we had to score, we drove it down and score. And when we got the turnover, we got it down for a field goal. And I had all the faith in the world once we got the ball down there that Harrison was going to make it. I just wanted to play for the field goal and get the ball in the middle of the field. So excited to be 4-0. I don't think anybody thought we'd be here. And still got a lot of work to do. But looking forward to taking the week off, getting everybody healthy, and getting ready to play another division game 2 weeks from now. So,
during most of the game, Justin was rushed when he was trying to pass it. At the end, the offensive line finally.
Well, he played a great. He's a gamer. I can't say enough good things about him. I mean, he's a gamer. Did he play perfectly? No, but he makes plays, and he's not afraid of the moment. He likes the moment. We got to get some more guys who aren't, get into that. But he fought back because we had just some critical penalties. I don't know how many here I was trying to look, but they were critical, especially offensively, to start the series first and 20, first and 15. And the way the game was, there wasn't a lot of possessions. So you had to maximize. And, once again, we have a long touchdown callback. We should have had a touchdown on the run down the right side if we finish the block, and then we get no points for it. We can't do that. That's 3 out of 4 games that we give those points away, and how big would that have been at the end of the game? So a lot of stuff to work on, but proud of our team. I thought they played hard.
Coach, you've had some tough losses here.
Yeah.
Is this particular?
It's our turn, maybe. Yeah. Not just here, at home, too. I mean, it looked like today, it looked like they had us on the ropes there for a little bit. And it's looked like we've had them on the ropes several times, and they've come back and won. So they've always been tough games. They're very well coached, and they play really hard.
Coach, you did a much better job in the second half defending them on third downs. They were kind of killing you first half. Any adjustments that you made?
We tried to get a little more pressure, but really, just played better. We talked about, they were taking some cheapies. We didn't want to give up the big plays. We did much better today. Not giving up huge plays, and we backed off and played covers, and we were soft some. And there at the end, we jumped in a cover two, and they were going for the short flat route again, and DJ White made a great play. So the first half third downs were disappointing defensively. In the second half, we did a much better job.
You had a couple of players defensively that came in and got a lot of reps today that hadn't gotten them in the past. Corey Griffin, Kyle Travis, can you talk about them?
Yeah, we moved Kyle Travis to defensive end this week. He's an older kid who was down, you know, playing inside, and we have Francis Cowan and Pat Gamble in there. And I just wanted to see Kyle play defensive end. I think he's a strong kid. He's got some quickness, and we weren't getting a lot of production. And, you know, we'll have to look at the tape, but I thought he fought hard. Francis Cowan played a lot today. So did Pat Gamble. We rolled those guys in there and maybe kept them a little fresher, so there at the end they weren't worn out.
On 4th and 15, with all three of your timeouts left, almost 3 minutes left, did you think about punting?
No. Well, you could get one-on-one anytime you wanted it because, they were blitzing. Once in a blue moon, they would roll to two deep to the – we got a tackle over so we could pick it up and sprint so Justin could see. And we just missed it in the first half on 4th and 2. We blocked the wrong guy. The guy didn't pick up the mic. If he picks him up, that's going to be a touchdown. But I just felt like eventually with our receivers one-on-one, they're going to get open. And if it was too deep, they were going to have a hard time containing the quarterback, and he's really quick if he gets out there to run. So – no, not if we had had the ball down to where they could have kicked a field goal, then I might have thought about punting it and take timeouts. But at midfield, I wasn't going to punt.
Was that the same play you ran on 4th?
Yeah.
You were talking this week about, you know, Justin and his toughness and his leadership and wanting that moment. Mm-hmm. When you were in 4th and 15, that whole kind of, what did you see in him?
Well, he doesn't get that excited. I just told him, I said, look, give him a chance to catch the ball. And we had the 7-cut call, or really it was an option to like an out or a vertical if they pressed you. The guy backed way off of him, and there was nobody underneath, so it was like a pitch and catch, and he made a nice throw. And then the other one, because we really weren't blocking them, even though we had guys to block them, they were still coming through. And so I told him if it was too deep to post dig it, or he could run the post dig. And that's what he did. And then the touchdown, we caught him in another blitz. They were coming off the thing, and he stepped up in the pocket. It was a double move, but the safety was looking. He got his eyes in the backfield and got beat.
Was it also a matter of Justin gaining confidence as the game went on as far as his throwing?
We just didn't throw much in the first half. We had some really good opportunities in the run game early, but we didn't block the perimeter very well. You know, against a good team, they're going to give you some negative plays. And when you get everything on the perimeter done, then it's got to go. The long touchdown run down our sideline, yeah, I don't know about that one now. And, you know, blocking below the waist, yeah, we blocked below the waist on the perimeter. You know, it was our A-back who came out and blocked below the waist. So it was that was disappointing. And then his long run down the sideline, we need to finish the corner off over there, and that's a touchdown. And in that series, we got no points.
What did you think about the bizarre play there where their quarterback picked up that fumble off the off?
I thought, here we go again. That's exactly what I thought. Here we go again. Because it looked like Chris Milton had a chance to get it, and then it bounced off his right into the guy's hands who was out there. But his fate would have it, it worked out all right.
Big day for D.J. White, too. 10 tackles, interception.
Yeah. Well, D.J. played very well. He, backed off and did what he was supposed to do. They hit some underneath stuff that wasn't really him. But when he had a chance to make plays, he made plays. So I thought Corey Griffin did some good things for the first time playing, too.
You touched on it, but, I mean, just given the frustration you've had there, it must be really satisfying to come out.
I'm happy for these kids. They work so hard. They really work hard, so you want them to have success. So I'm happy for them that they got success. And now this one gets to stay with you for 2 weeks. Because you got a bye week. So, we'll take Monday and Tuesday. They'll get some other stuff they got to do, and then we'll come back Wednesday and start to get ready for Miami.
Does this mean you're going to fly through Greensboro the next?
Yeah, probably. Maybe bus through Greensboro.
Any more for Coach?
I thought we were going to Greensboro on the buses coming over today. They took us. I've never been that way. It was interesting. A little nice scenery. I'm used to just shooting down 81 and taking the exit.
Where'd they go?
I have no idea.
Coach, what does it say about this team that, you know, 2 weeks in a row now you've come from behind in the fourth quarter on the last possession?
It says that they don't quit. They believe. You know, we'd like to not get in that position. But it's like I said, I'm proud of him.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yeah.
Thank you.